Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. It is quarter two, which means that we have predictions, business predictions for quarter two. It's one of my favorite episodes. Let's get into the messages that we have for the next few months. We have April, May, June. That is quarter two. And if you have a business, you're in the right place. Let's get into our messages. I first want to start this episode by letting you know that this episode is for people that have a business. You know me, I'm a big advocate for creativity and letting creativity flow and seeing what's coming through. And that's usually the season before starting that business. And that is a very important season. That is, we don't want to have to like stress the creativity with the idea of making money or business or anything like that. So if you're in that season, you can totally listen to this episode, but this is very business owner episode. This is what it felt like to me. So I just like don't want anybody to get discouraged if they're in the beginning stages of an idea that hasn't even like fully formed into a business. If you still feel called to this episode, then it's definitely for a reason, and you will see as we go on. But this is definitely, there's kind of like big girl business owner vibes to this episode. So I just want to warn you. This quarter overall is bringing forward this illusion that we're not running a business. Even if you came at this because it's a creative venture, because it's your passion, because it's work that you love, doesn't mean that it doesn't exist in a business container. And because this exists in a business container, because you are receiving money for it, or that's what you want, there are rules and not even rules, but like there's just ways that things work when it comes to business. And when you understand that, actually what's cool is that a lot of your stress and worry will go away because you'll understand like, oh, this is just like how it works in business. So when you shift into that and stop like avoiding the, or not avoiding, but like resisting that you are actually running a business, I feel like there's going to be answers that come to you much clearer. And that's really what this quarter is trying to bring us towards. It's like, it's really trying to bring forward the business owner in us, the CEO, the leader of this business, and to know that a lot of the things that you're going through are pretty basic when it comes to business. Like, it makes me feel like what you're going through, you could talk to the CEO of Walmart and they'll be like, oh yeah, like we run into that too. Like, this is what you do when you run into that. Like, it's not, it's just like, it's like business stuff. It's like things that happen when you own a business. And that's really what this quarter is about. It's like, it's, you know, there are seasons for creativity and more flow and that kind of stuff. And like, this is not that season. Like, this is much more a season of having fun with the rules of business, like actually seeing the freedom to that and seeing like, wow, you can do strategy, you can do this, you can learn to sell. Like, and a lot of your worries, a lot of the answers are going to come from this. And I just also see it being fun. I've always found business fun. I'm really grateful for that. I've never like run from business because I actually find it very creative. And it's just like a beautiful expression. And when you step into it and stop like resisting that, like, you started a business and that you are a business owner, a lot more is going to flow. And that's really what this quarter is trying to teach us. Message number one, or prediction number one, is it is time to run like a real business. I think that's going to mean something different for everybody. That could be as simple as like, it is time to move from collecting money on Venmo and now moving into like actually setting up your LLC, or, you know, whatever the rules are in your business. It could be like, it's time to bring on an accountant. It could be, it is time to pay yourself a paycheck. It's time to run as a real business. So the things that you've been putting off, and I've been running a business for so long, and that message of it's time to run like a real business always means something different at every season. Like, now 12, 13 years in versus like a year in, it was probably like open your LLC, Nikki. And now it's like hire out this Nikki that you keep trying to do by yourself, right? So this message is going to mean something different to everybody, and it should feel appropriate for your season and for your stage. And it really just feels like it is the thing you've been putting off that you know is the next level for you. And it's like a very business decision is kind of what it feels like. And just, yeah, ask yourself, like, where in my business am I not running like a real business? And just being honest with it, not to make you feel anxious or put yourself on the spot. But like, you know, we have to be open to improvement, and we have to be open to growth when we're having businesses. And that, I'm sure that, you know, at an even higher level than I'm at, or the people that I know are at, like that question still matters. So just present that question to yourself, like, where is it that I'm not running like a real business that is very close, like nothing that is like super far out, but like what is close enough for me that like at this stage I should be running like this, or like I can run like this. So like, let's go to the next stage. Number two in our quarter two business predictions. Let me introduce you to two simple words. Like, this is the way the message came to me. I'm not trying to be sassy. Like, this is just like, this is like, they were like, please say this. I'm going to introduce you to two words, and those words are marketing plan. If you've been feeling like your business is on life support, or if you've been feeling that edge of like, do I need to go work for somebody? Like, is this actually going to work? You know, is my business meant to work? Like, why am I not like making the money that I want to make? And why are people not signing up or whatever? Or why are people not buying? It's like this very simple answer, which I know it's like, especially as you're running like an intuitive business. And listen, most of us are entrepreneurs, and we didn't go and get an MBA. We didn't go to business school. Like, we are truly like learning with our YouTube degrees, you know, and we're going to want to run intuitively. But there, again, that's what this quarter is about. It's like there are business solution to your business problems. And one of the biggest ones, like truly I saw, like what is going to save you is a marketing plan. If you don't know what that is, look into it, design one for yourself. We have a one-off course that, like, now I'm going to forget the name of it. What is it? It's like how to attract more clients. It's named that, but it is really about like creating that funnel, a marketing funnel that ultimately brings regular clients your way all the time. That's what a marketing plan is. It should be like, there is this line, this funnel that like drops people all the time into your work, and they easily can purchase because like that's how you designed the plan. That's how you designed the path. It is done consistently. It definitely feels like it's a machine. So if the marketing plan involves you, then maybe there is a even better plan. And this is like for me too, like I'm like thinking about like even just what I just said, like if it involves you, then it's not truly a machine. And maybe there's a way for me to look at like how much the marketing machine like needs me. And that is a problem, because as owners, as talent, as all of that, we have our ups and downs. We're going to need rest. We need moments of silence to hear what's coming next. So for this marketing machine that is ultimately what brings you money and what brings you clients, if it depends on you, like that's a lot of pressure. And you're going to have some months that are better than others because the machine depends on you. So it's really asking like, do you know what a marketing plan is? Like, do you want to have one in place? Like, what does that plan look like? How much does it need you? Can it run without you? Like, this is truly the answer to that question of, is this business going to work? Am I meant to run this business? The answer is in the marketing plan, because I'm really getting that your business wants to exist. The idea is right. It wants to exist. It wants to come through, but it needs the support of a consistent plan. And this is like the Prince Charming you've been waiting for. It's like the marketing plan, or like she feels like it's like a superhero. She's like, dun, da, 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 I'm the marketing plan, like with the cape and everything. That is, yeah, that we are gonna bump into marketing plans this quarter. All right, message number three. Make the deal, make the collaboration official, lean into your collaborations. I'm saying, you know, we get predictions that are basically like, these are the things that are going to happen. But I definitely was getting like messages about like, this is where we can get the most bang for our buck. Like, this is what we should be doing. This is what we should be thinking about. And there's something about a collaboration that needs like your ink, like your signature. I didn't feel like a partnership. Like, it did not feel like a 50-50 partnership, but it felt like a collaboration that is both good for you and for the other to make it official. Maybe you are loosely collaborating with somebody and maybe it would be helpful to have some documents signed. Maybe it would be helpful to have like some sort of agreement. Hey, every month I mention you twice and you mention me twice, like whatever that might look like. But it does look like lean into your collaborations, make those collaborations official. Seek out the collaborations that you know you could, that can bring you to the next level. For example, I don't know. This is too early to tell, but I do have some friends that have podcasts with podcast production companies and they take care of the ads and the sponsors and all that. And I don't know. I wonder, like, would it be worth it for me? Like, will that take me to the next level to like collaborate with some sort of podcast team that can take me to the next level? I don't know. But like, it feels like it's things like that. Like, if I would definitely know that, yes, it would take me to the next level, then it would be like, pursue this. But it just looks like those collaborations are going to come forward, and to keep your eye open for the collaborations that are going to take you to the next level and to pour into those collaborations, like pour into those relationships, you know, like really show up for them and do your part so that you get what you need from them. Like, it's just like, I don't want to say you're not going to make it through the year, but it's just that a big part of your success this year is going to come from the company you keep. It's going to come from the collaborations. It's going to come from the people that are invested in you as much as you are invested in them. So I think another way of seeing this is how much networking are you doing? Like, how much are you doing this alone? Are you in groups with other people that could maybe send you business? Like, it's all about these other people that can help, but not being shy and seeing if you can make them a little bit more official. Women are not always good at this. I feel like men are so good at this. I don't know why we get shy, but like sometimes we have these like loose collaborations, like, oh yeah, my friend mentions me or does this. But this feels like, present a deal, like pitch them. They might say no. They might be like, no, I can't commit to collaborating with you that way. But I'm still going to, you know, mention you when I want to or when I can. But it's okay for you to, like, it's actually going to make you feel more secure if you make some of these deals. So go ahead and like think about those collaborators, seek them out, lean into them. Be a better collaborator if you're already collaborating with somebody. See how you can pour into it more so that you can get more out of it as well. Because I don't really even see like that the other person has to do so much. Like, I actually see like if you lean into the collaboration yourself, it will do a lot for you. All right, message number 4. You're going to get really good at sales this quarter, which really, really excites me because I feel like, I don't know, like sales is something that maybe you've been like trying to avoid, or you're trying to do everything but sell almost. And finally, like all roads lead you to selling and realizing that it's a skill. And I think if you have the skill of selling, I would even like teach selling, because there just looks like finally business owners, like, we're realizing that like we have to sell, and that sometimes there's been this like backwards way or like, you know, you see people online and you don't think that they're selling, but they actually are. And you're just like, oh, well, I guess I shouldn't sell, or I shouldn't like really be aggressive. And it's not really about being aggressive. It's just like realizing the art of selling. And I asked like, well, what does sales look like for our community? And I was getting that to notice that lifestyle sells. And I know that can sound a little icky, but it's like, I don't know, if I was selling How to Manifest Money, then perhaps like my videos would be in front of like my pink G-Wagon or something, you know what I mean? Like, or I would go out of my way to like give that visual. And it just looks like, I know you might have to come to terms with this. Like you might not be able to accept it today, but it does look like a lot of what you are selling is the transformation of a certain kind of life. Like you're like, well, you'll have this life if you buy this product from me, or if like you do this thing, whether it's like, I'll sell you the supplement and you'll have a flat gut or whatever. So that is actually like when people see that, but you don't even tell them, but like, it's all these pictures of, I don't know, you in a bikini. And I know that that's like hard to come back, like hard to like accept, but without even noticing, like people are buying your thing because like you look good. So, and you're selling something that's supposed to make my gut better. So it is like really just understanding that even the content you're making has to be seen as a business. Like, are you selling the lifestyle that you're excited for people to have once they buy the product or work with you or whatever that may be? And to, it's okay to think about how you're going to show that lifestyle. It's okay to set up a shoot that shows that lifestyle. Like, it's okay to go, it like you are running a business. It doesn't all have to be organic. So it looks like a lot of the sales comes from the lifestyle of it, you know, and to, yeah, like, I don't know, to even invest in what the lifestyle looks like. So when you think about your product or your service giving a transformation, like there's a good exercise here to like envision like, okay, if they would do everything that I said in my product or in my service, their life will become this. And like, this is how I would see them living. Now, when I sell, do I give peeks into that lifestyle, right? Like when I'm selling, like, am I showing them like little like glimpses of like what their life could look like? And that doesn't have to be like in everything that you put out there, but it should, it could even be like your own confidence, your own energy, like you are the transformation, for example, already. So are you truly showing it, you know? I just think we take this for granted. Like I don't know. It's like, we almost think it's supposed to be easy when it comes to sales. And guys, like, there are giant corporations that have entire departments dedicated to sales. Like, where did we get the idea that running a business, that the sales just randomly happen? Like, no, there is effort, there is thoughts, there is meetings, there are shoots, there is intention into how these things get sold. And that really is like, I mean, I'm here, like, I'm just taking this in right now, and I hear it. It's for me too. And this is like about us like moving into this like maturity with our own businesses and realizing that there is a lot of strategy. Even if you see other people doing it well and it seems so organic, it's really not. It's actually thought out. And you can definitely study some people that you like who are selling well. And I want you to like pause their ad or like pause the content that you're watching. And I want you to pay attention to like their hair, what they're wearing, the background, where it's shot. How are they saying it? Like, you'll start to see that it is like much more intentional, and it is selling, the visuals of it is like selling something behind like the words even. So there's like, it almost feels like sales is like layered. It's like what the people are saying, how the person looks, and like almost like the customer service that they receive as well. So sales, I'm excited. Be open to how it comes your way, but you're definitely going to grow this quarter. And I'm excited because it feels like it's going to change your life. Like, it's like, I don't know, you no longer feel handcuffed anymore. Like, there's a little bit of feeling like you're being dragged around, or just like this ocean is like smacking you back and forth, you know, like you don't have like as much control as you would like. And it's this type of feminine sales that's coming your way. It's not an aggressive sales. I wouldn't learn it from a guy. It is a lifestyle based way of selling, basically. Okay. And then lastly, message number five. So for this one, because a quarter is 3 months, right? April, May, June. I was very much seeing how we're going into April. I'm like, oh, I see this. And like really how this quarter feels like a portal to me. Like we go in one way and we come out like a totally different way. Like it's like a car wash, you know, like you go in and it's going to work you in the best of ways, not in a destroy your life kind of way, like not that way. This feels like you're going to get it and you're going to get strong and you're going to rise to the occasion basically. So I wanted to look at like how we end up on the other side. Like, so I was looking into like late June, mid June. I was like, show me what it looks like at the end of the quarter. And I wrote down that by June, you have become the hero. You save yourself. I have goosebumps, which is so exciting. You truly rise to the occasion. You realize that like nobody's coming to save you, but that you can save yourself. You're going to be your own hero. And you like embody these new skills that nobody can ever take away from you. And it's like almost like now that you have these skills, your business will always succeed. Like actually, it's not even about like what you're selling, when you're selling. It's like it's these skills that are within you that you're gonna start picking up in this court, or that you have already been picking up. Like it's not all happening now. It's been happening, and you really start to just like kind of stuff them in your little backpack, and they can never be taken from you. And this is really what makes you the hero. I asked how, what helps you become the hero? And I saw that it was like you start to look and just like, I don't know, you start to acknowledge that you are inside of an industry. You're like, okay, this is the industry that I'm in, which I know like sometimes, you know, it's silly that we forget about that, but it's like, maybe I'm a coaching industry. I'm in the personal development industry, like whatever the industry that you're in. And then you really start to understand what you have to offer, because obviously like there is this industry, there's a bunch of competition in your industry, and you are trying to fill a gap within that industry. And there is something unique to the way you are filling that gap. And it looks like you become like very clear on that. Like you really start to understand what that is, like what you are truly offering within this industry. And then from that differentiator, like from what makes you different, it looks like you sell from there, or you start to like really let people know. We can like selling is also synonymous to like letting people know, and it seems like you start to let people know and lead with what makes you different, with like how you solve this problem different than the other people in your industry. You start to differentiate basically, and I guess that's like something you learn as you learn to sell. And maybe it's, you know, not that you are different, but it could be like the product you're selling is different than the other products that are in the industry or the service, but you start to really like lean into the differentiator. Like it almost looks like the differentiator is what moves you forward. Even if like you're not selling directly to your clients or your customers, but maybe you're pitching to collaborators or pitching to media opportunities, and you're leaning in to the differentiator. And that skill, I just feel like you pop out of quarter two and you have become your own hero in a way. I mean, you're going to continue on over the rest of the year, but you really, for the first time in a long time, see that you got yourself out of a bit of a hole. And that like, you're just so much more optimistic, but all of that comes from you stepping up and claiming the hero role and developing all these skills, which makes you a strong hero. Yeah. So that's quarter two for you guys. I feel like there's a lot more, but you know, not to overwhelm us with these messages, but enjoy them. I hope they were supportive. Make a list of like what stood out to you, what you're going to do with these messages. Don't just use this as entertainment. In the Clarity app, we have notes on each podcast, and we also have journal prompts for each podcast. So if you'd like some support with that, just head over to Clarity app. And also, if you feel like you would like my guidance in business, I'd love to support you. I have a mentorship program. It is called Made for More, link below. And perhaps you're a good fit for it. I'd love to support you and help you grow into what this quarter is trying to ask you to grow into. All right, my friends, sending you a ton of love. Thank you for being here. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.